Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, have more to say about why they left the royal family, and they're saying it in a Netflix series. NPR London correspondent and royal watcher Frank Langfitt is here. Hey there, Frank.
Hey, Steve.
And this is literally true because you were watching the royals the first 3 hours yesterday. What did you see?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. They call it a documentary, but really they produced it, and it's about really telling their side of the story. And the first episode is kind of this story of an epic romance against the odds. That's the way they portray it. And then a lot of the rest of it is about what they see, and a lot of people would agree with them, Britain's racist and imperial past to some degree driving these online and press attacks on Meghan, who's biracial. And then what Harry says is the royal family didn't defend her. Now, one of the most insightful lines, I think, in the show so far comes from a guy named Tim Burt. He works with the couple, and he talks about the relationship between the royal family and the press. This is what he said.
There's a sort of unwritten contract between the institution and the press. The taxpayer in the UK pays for the royal family, and in return for those payments, there is an expectation that the royal family will be available to the media. And this is a sense of we pay, you pose.
And Steve, Harry says this conflict in part is really about power. This is what he says.
It all comes down to control. It's like this family is ours to exploit. Their trauma is our story and our narrative to control.
And another person in the documentary talks about how the royal press and photographers, they expect the family to perform, and if they don't perform, they fall out of favor. And that's what many media analysts have been telling me for a number of years now, is why the tabloids, the British tabloids, turned against the couple.
This is really interesting, but how are people responding where you are?
Well, the reviews in the press have been pretty negative, as you might expect. This is the same press that they criticize, of course, in the show. Some people also have found it self-indulgent, and it's interesting too because some of these are papers that are not necessarily pro-royal or conservative. The Irish Times called it a sometimes unwatchable plunge into planet Sussex. And Britain's Guardian, they're of course liberal, might be sympathetic to the couple's politics, called it a one-sided PR effort.
Granted, when they're producing it themselves, there's not a lot of distance between the producers and the subjects, but do some people like this?
Yeah, I mean, the romance, I think, which is very well produced in the beginning, certainly you can see it. The romance ends up giving, I think, really resonated with people. This is Atay Jewell, who writes about the beauty industry. She was talking yesterday on ITV.
I've always been Team Harry and Meghan. I've been talking about them for years, supporting them. She's been painted as a scheming, predatory, prince-hunting woman. And I think the first episode shows that they have a deep love, a friendship, and a connection.
Do you think that episode will change minds?
I think there is, Steve, sympathy for what the couple endured from the press. But many Britons feel like they welcomed Meghan. And then she criticized the royal family, fled with, from their perspective, their prince. And they see her as kind of ungrateful. I was speaking to a woman named Jean Veal. She's a retired hairdresser in Devon in the southwest of England. This is how she sees it.
I am glad they've made it because I don't like what they've done to the royal family, and I think this will make people hate them even more, and I'm glad of that. I hope they do.
And, you know, several years ago, Steve, Prince Harry was among the most popular royals, even rivaling the late Queen. Now his popularity is down to just 38%, and Meghan down to 27%, according to polling.
Frank's popularity remains quite high. NPR's Frank Langfitt, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve. Always great to talk.